Max. Work with us.
Valentine's Day, Monday the 14th of February. We're halfway through the month. 2 weeks from today will be the last day of the shortest month of the year. Am I making the obvious seem more obvious? That happens sometimes. I notice that people say things that have little or no value. Sometimes.
That's terrible.
But no, sometimes I think that's true. Verbalized pauses, you know, the saying nothing is the same as that, or you know, that sort of thing, which drives most of us crazy.
Radio show a few weeks ago where they had people call in and try and talk for 60 seconds without saying
How'd that work?
Somebody finally did it.
There we go. By the way.
Yes.
In case you were wondering, I was going to ask this earlier, and then I thought, you know, this is pretty negative. So I don't think I'll do this. The nightmare Valentine scenario has Snooki as America's number one nightmare Valentine.
Really?
This was a Yahoo poll. 41% of Americans voted for Ms. Polizzi. Is that how you pronounce her last
Polizzi.
Name? Polizzi, yeah. The woman they'd least like to spend Valentine's Day with. Next on the list was Paris Hilton. Then let's see here. Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Made up the, yeah.
Now together, the maybe.
Oof. Right. Okay, so the, let's see, for boys, the women said they'd least like to spend time with Justin Bieber, Charlie Sheen, or Mel Gibson. And the most desired male, Ryan Reynolds and Johnny Depp.
Okay, Johnny Depp so doesn't do it for me, but Ryan Reynolds.
And Richie, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
Asking lesbians for their tip.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie was the number one pick for lesbians.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Really? Why would that be? Well, you say really like you really.
Because I just Angelina's a tough choice. Like she's not a very gentle seeming person. She's the girl that carried blood around from one of her past boyfriends around her neck. So. It always makes me laugh when people choose her because she just doesn't seem like the most caring person. She's definitely a more like, let's get it on kind of person.
Yeah, really, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Why?
Exactly. It's not. It's interesting. It's an interesting case.
Sometimes it's hard to know how to deal with. You're used to taking your time. You run across somebody like that. It's hard to deal with it.
It's intimidating to men. I think it throws men off.
I don't want to kiss. Let's just have it. Yeah, right. Success today. What is going to be the thing that makes you successful? Are you going to look for someone to make you feel good, or are you going to feel good because you are you? Today is Valentine's Day, and I know a lot of you are expecting things, want things, desire things, have asked for things, but why do you need those things? Is there something missing from your relationship? I understand that it's a nice gesture, and it's sweet and kind and expresses something that sometimes isn't as easily expressed by some as others. Not everybody's in touch with his or her feelings. But why is it that you feel like you must have something and you would criticize the person who's in your life that you love or care about if, in fact, there is nothing forthcoming? If you don't get something, Richie, you're not going to get excited about your wife not giving you something. Is she going to get upset if you didn't happen to get her something?
Again, I told you guys a little earlier, she's been dropping the hints. Usually we don't exchange gifts on Valentine's Day because it's a total hallmark. You know, we spend time together.
Yeah,
We do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But she's been dropping some hints. She really wants this Pandora bracelet, so we might have to pony up. But will I get anything in return?
Nah. What's the opportunity? What's the chance?
Nah.
No. So you expecting anything?
Zilch.
Uh-huh. So what would happen?
Again, we don't really exchange gifts, so no.
But what happens if she does give you something? What will happen unexpectedly?
If she knew that I wanted something and went out and got it, I would say that's kind of cool.
Don't you think you're going to get something, quote unquote, something for giving her that bracelet, though.
All depends on the kid's schedule.
She'll probably make you a cup of coffee at least.
After about 11 o'clock, the pot's unplugged.
11 o'clock in the morning?
If you know what I mean, at night.
Oh.
So if the kids cooperate and go to sleep, we might be able to brew a pot up, yeah.
Well, that speaks to something. We live in a pretty 24/7 sort of stressful society. So when is there time for people to enjoy moments like this? I don't know that they're
as easy as it might have been before. Yeah, the kids and this and getting that done. And by the time you get into bed, it's 10 o'clock. I got to be up at 4:30. I mean, you're fading by 9:20 anyway.
And isn't it sad? The older you get, the more you just decide to choose sleep over other options.
No. Yeah.
That kind of helps put you to
sleep. I refuse to go there.
Yeah, good for you, Richie. You're my hero. You know what we didn't get to is Elizabeth Hasselbeck. The Oprah show.
Your girlfriend.
She's your Valentine, huh?
Your vapid girlfriend.
Yeah, she's not that vapid.
She's so vapid.
Well,
but now I think she's cute, so she's not as vapid as she was.
Yeah, all right. That may be it. We have a couple of things at DougStephan.com that I want to get to. The Sadler Brothers, do you remember? Did you open that up? Did you figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I got it right.
And our video of the day, the cab driver in Brazil, that's pretty cool, too. Meanwhile, some more we've invited earlier. And through the course of the day, we've continued to suggest that you ought to post your love notes, maybe a classified note, on our Facebook or Twitter page if you would like to. I was looking at some of these notes from various people. Lorena, I love you with all my heart. You're the love of my life. Will you marry me? Lewis wants to know how many people get married this past weekend? How busy was Las Vegas? The wedding chapels this past weekend, probably pretty busy today, right?
Although the new trend is not necessarily Valentine's Day. It's the funny numbers, you know, like 1-1-11 or something like that. You know, now that's the trend.
What, to get married on 2-22-22?
Exactly.
Or 1-11-11?
Right, or like January
2nd, in the morning?
2012. Right. People are into the number thing now.
What is it? When is the year supposed to end?
December 21st,
21-12. 12-21-12, the number's back.
Twos and ones again.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway. Love notes abound. Love feelings. This is a good day for good feelings. All right, I'm going to spoil all that, though. We're going to deal with some reality in a few moments. But we also have these cool things. I think we'll get these out of the way first, because I think this is the sort of thing that people of all ages can benefit from. And you'll know what I'm talking about in just a moment. 13.5 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100 and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Earlier we've been talking about some of the specials for President's Day that are already all over the place. Forget Valentine's Day. It's President's Day. And among the big things being hyped this year, cars. Cars, 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 and more cars. Why is it that President's Day has always, you're the car guy, Richie, has always inspired car sales? What is the president, the president's...
Nothing about the president. If it were Groundhog Day, I'm surprised they don't have sales on Groundhog Day.
I have a reason.
Yes.
Politicians and used car salesmen are about the same, right? Oh,
yeah. No,
sorry, Rich.
Politicians don't have sales on, you know, any excuse. Well, maybe. Any excuse they can use to...
Yeah.
Throw on an advertisement to try and get you through the front door, they're going to use it.
Yeah. There we go.
It's no, right. But, I mean, car salesmen are no different than people at Macy's wanting to sell you new sheets.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference.
It's the president's suit sale.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Sale for everything.
So the Statler Brothers have this song, Do You Remember These? And on the Doug Steffen website, we've linked up for a cute little movie. This basically recalls a lot of the things that a lot of us grew up with. So you spend a minute listening to the tune, and why don't you run to gooddayshow.com. You can log on either. It's the same website, dougsteffen.com or gooddayshow.com. Listen to this.
Chapters 1 through 15. Flypaper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Duty Baker, Pepsi, please. Do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down.
For the you be Richie watching the movie?
I'm sure Pepsi appreciates being included in all of these products that are no longer around.
There's a certain Pepsi, kind of Pepsi, right?
The Hit Parade, Great Parade, the Sadie Hawkins Dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam off the back of her hose. Do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Do you remember these?
You want to hear my prediction or one of my predictions for what might apply to this song down the road a bit? The biggest cinema chains in our country are planning on acquiring and releasing independent movies so that they will not have to go through a Sony or an MGM or any distributor. They're going to put the money into produce these movies themselves and put them in their own theaters. What do you think of that for an idea? You understand what I'm saying? They're going to make movies, produce them, and put them in their own theater chains, mm-hmm. much like HBO does with the movies they put on. Yeah. I think that is, I'm surprised HBO hasn't done it with theater chains, in fact. Well, anyway.
They'll probably hook a deal up. Oh, yeah. But then people won't have to go to... Well,
yeah. They just want an audience, Richie.
No, they want it to be at HBO, though.
21 after on Good Day.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Richie, do you love it?
I do.
Birthdays for February.
That song from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Are you still into that? I think it was the Statler Brothers.
Statler Brothers, yeah. Same thing.
Phyllis McGuire, one of the McGuire sisters, still around. Happy birthday to her. The song Sincerely, Sugar Time, all the stuff that you love from those music shows that are on PBS. I think she co-hosted one of them, if I'm not mistaken, hits of the 50s show that was Pat Boone and she were the co-hosts, if I'm not mistaken. So happy birthday to her. Another moldy oldie from the same era, Richie, is Florence Henderson.
Here's a story.
Yep.
A lovely lady.
Yep.
Who was bringing up three very lovely girls. Uh-huh. All of them had hair of gold.
You can really hear Greg.
The youngest one.
Right.
Well, Greg's going to be on the show next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You have a new show? Isn't he in one of those?
No, he's trying to. He's working with a charity trying to help raise money for kids.
I thought he was in some new. Wasn't he in the Partridge Family, too?
You're thinking of Christopher Knight, who's trying out for Regis' job.
Right.
Maybe?
Oh, okay. That's not going to go anywhere. All right, so anyway, Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch. She was in Fanny, a show called Fanny's. Well, she actually started her career as an opera singer. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't. Huh.
Yep, there you go. See,
she's in great shape.
Yes, learned. She is. So,
wasn't she Dancing with the Stars?
She was.
Yeah.
She and she lifted up her shirt and exposed herself.
Hello, Lauren.
Take a good look. Doug Cimro, drummer for the Steve Miller Band, which has rocked us all for a number of years, is 65 today. Rockin' me, baby. Also, see, we have Carl Bernstein with Bob Woodward, remember? I guess they came up with the Watergate story.
Yeah.
And then there's Roger Fisher, guitarist for the group Heart. I thought they were all women in Heart.
The two sisters were the leads for the band, but no, all the rest was backed up by guys.
Fisher is 61 today. Crazy on You, Magic Man.
A lot of hits.
Yep, yep, it's a good move. It's a good
still
band.
Touring.
I was listening right now. K-Earth, which is the oldie station here in Los Angeles over the weekend, had a pretty clever idea. You know, every weekend the oldie stations always have a theme.
Right.
And the theme this weekend was to pull out the individual artists who started with bands or groups and to have their individual songs. So the guys who went ahead like Clapton and all the members of the Beatles that went out on their own.
Huh.
But it was a good, I thought it was a,
that's
frankly,
cool.
Interesting yeah, idea to pull them out because you didn't know some of these people went off on their own. To a certain extent.
For example, Boz Scaggs was in Steve Miller's band.
Yeah, right.
And went out on his own.
That sort of stuff. Rob Thomas, was he with anybody else?
No, he started out in Matchbox. And then he went out on his own, but he's still part of Matchbox 20.
Ah, okay. Kind of like Mick Jagger might have been part of the group, but he was on his own.
Right, and Keith Richards, they've all done their own things, but they're still part of the band.
All right, so Thomas is 39 today. Happy birthday to him. Also, let's see here, Meg Tilly, the actress' birthday is today. What's she best been? She's in the Big Till. The Big Till.
The Big Till.
Starring Meg Tilly.
A farmer's wife, that's it.
She was in the Big Till, and then she was also in the breakout movie that Matt Damon and what's-his-face did together. What was their first movie
Ben
about
Affleck?
The math guy?
Oh, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. She was in that movie, too.
I don't remember her in that one.
I thought she was.
Huh. Well, you may be right.
Maybe.
Drew Bledsoe. Football quarterback's birthday is today, born this day, 1972, so he would be 37, and if my math is correct, he played for the Patriots, wasn't he?
He did.
He the guy that, what's his face, replaced?
He did. He was. Yeah. That's him.
He is, and they are, and
that's
we
right.
were. Right. Like all this.
I think he went to Dallas for a year and then pretty much rode the bench for a couple
of
years.
Will you marry me? I'm going to get down on my bended knee and ask you to marry me, please, today. 28 after on Good Day.
Teaching kids about the value of a dollar.
This is really an oldie, but a goodie. It's a classic.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. For toddlers, when it comes to money, keep it simple.
It's a pot of honey or it's cash, right?
But in the book, The Berenstain Bears Trouble with Money, the kids take selfish shortcuts to earn cash. AARP financial educator, John Dolphinay.
Will they want to earn coins for their Astro Bear video games?
Some cartoons based on these lovable old books are posted on YouTube.
Bear ears are the coolest sports clothes you can get, Mama.
They look just like the jackets at Bargain Bear to me.
No way. They're so much better.
And the price is so much higher.
On the Berenstain Bear website, you can create a bear coloring book, read a story, and play dress-up with a character. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco.
With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Corrected.
Grooms that have been thinking about it actually did the deed. I have tears in my eyes, so I'm going to clean my glasses for a second here.
Aw, why?
Looking at all these stories of the men and women who have prepared their thoughts and their ideas. They came to their date on Saturday or Sunday with a proposal. All the rings that have been bought since January. And then, but it's always, though, the man asking the women. Why can't the women ask the men?
Now, I saw, actually...
Because they'd run.
But the men, no.
Yes.
But the local news station in Los Angeles did a whole thing last week where every day they'd give someone a ring and they would go film the proposal. And on Friday, there was actually a woman that was proposing to a man and had a male engagement ring. And so they were asking the engagement ring store that was sponsoring this, does this happen often? Do you have a lot of male engagement rings? And they said it happens not terribly often, but more often than you would think, I guess.
Did they ask how many of them were returned?
No, they didn't say that.
That's got to be the worst thing in the world if she says no. What do you do then?
Can you imagine?
Well, yeah. Rich is right, though, because, you know, our society dictates that men have to take the lead in relationships.
Right.
And when a woman does, like, get the cojones and she decides to propose to the guy.
It also dictates that women are usually ready first in a relationship.
Yeah.
And when the guy says, okay, I'm mentally prepared, not that he's not ready, you know, but when he's mentally prepared to say, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
Women have a lot easier time getting there mentally and saying in their head, okay, I'm ready.
Most of the time, and this is not for all women, but a good part of young women anyway, they're ready to get married before they even meet the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Third date.
Here's
Mrs. Jennifer McFadden.
You saw my doodling, Rich?
Right. And here's the listener, Paul and Angela. Paul Anthony Salazar, single in his 40s, introduced to Angela Smith, a flight attendant, in the Newport Beach. Mm. Sparks flew immediately. 3 days later, they went on their first date. Ms. Smith found Salazar, quote, extremely handsome, very charming, and charismatic. On the third date, she said, quote, you and I will be married someday. I've been looking for someone like you all my life.
Wow. She actually told the guy that they were going to get married?
Yep.
That's brave.
And Mr. Salazar said, quote, she's an amazing woman, very bright, with a great sense of humor. In Paris, 6 months later, he proposed on her birthday. I think it's the most romantic city in the world, he said. He's the founder of the Ironwood Golf Company. Hmm. And apparently she... fly, so he got on a plane with her and went over to Paris on one of her trips, and that was the proposal. She said, though, it was a total surprise. A total surprise.
Blah, blah, blah.
It still amazes me, because usually my husband, now that they're married, cannot keep a secret. So they went on dates all over the world where she was traveling. He asked her on the Eiffel Tower to get married. Is that romantic, Jennifer?
Is that cliche?
It very much is a cliche.
It's cliche, but it's still, I mean, it still kind of rocks. If you fly somewhere and get proposed to at the Eiffel Tower, come on.
Is it cliche to ask somebody to marry you on Valentine's Day?
Yes, it is.
New Year's Eve.
Yep, on the beach.
Actually, I think New Year's Eve is way better than Valentine's Day, because New Year's Eve, you're like, I don't want to start another year without
you. You know what? Here's what I would suggest. Those of you who want to get married, you want to do something different, wait till August 10th.
At 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, right. A Thursday afternoon at 3.
I got married, September 2nd and December 2nd.
Yeah, I remember the September 2nd one.
Yeah, you were there for the September 2nd.
I didn't get invited.
You missed the
December.
One a couple months later,
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's the story of that guy. Here's another one. Donald and Susan. Let's see here. They dated for 7 years. Took him 7 years to propose to Susan. What he lacked for in speed, he made up for with charm. So she says. They met at a dance in the year 2000, and they couldn't believe the chemistry they were feeling. The shock. She's a nurse, and he's a real estate guy. The connection was unbelievable. I was an older. This guy's 51. Hadn't been married till he got to be 51.
Hmm.
Ah. And the girl that he's marrying is 32.
Wow.
So that's what happens, I think. Anyway, but they've been dating since she was in her 20s and he was in his 40s.
Hmm.
So it isn't like they didn't know each other, 7 years. And at one point she said to him, I love you so much, I don't care whether we ever get married. So he said, took a lot of pressure off me. I wasn't worried about it.
Yeah.
They started talking about having children, and then he decided that marriage was the right thing. As a matter of fact, he runs a company that promotes and publishes books to children, that parents read to children. And so he said, you know, I think this is the right thing. And on a trip to Carmel, he handed her a book about parents and children. And so...
creepy.
Yeah, you think that's creepy?
A little bit. The other thing that's creepy is putting rings in food.
Rings in food?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That is so creepy.
Really?
Remember,
what happens if you eat it?
That's what I mean, and then you have to wait for it to come out.
That's happened. And they, where did I see it? Last year on the Today Show, they had one of those happen, where they had the X-ray of the ring inside the girlfriend's tummy.
Sometimes men will drop it in a champagne glass.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes they'll have the waiter put it in dessert or something.
Next thing you know,
you're going to either swallow it, you're going to crack a tooth. Nobody wants to marry that one-tooth woman, you know.
All right, here's an internet dating romance, Dax and Jillian.
Ooh, I like those names.
Dax and Jillian. They met online.
Dax.
In 2006. They have both had 10 or 11 dates, but there was something about the emails that intrigued her. He was different, she said. Their first date started on a weeknight, very late. Fella had worked overtime at his family's business. This lady is an esthetician, which means the, what is that, fingernails?
Like a waxer, and, yeah. Facialist.
Right, okay. Anyway, so they didn't get together until 11:31 Thursday night. See, this I'm telling you, it's Thursday. They didn't say August 10th, but anyway, he pulled up in a pickup truck. And she thought to herself, I want to jump in this guy's pickup truck at 11:30 at night. Anyway, she did. They went, she said, our adventure began that night, and it has not ended. One adventure after another after another. They went up that night a winding road, made stops to walk around. They crossed over a stream.
She's a brave woman. She got into a
11:30 at night.
At 11:30 at night on a winding road.
So wait a minute. Oh, here's the best part. They got engaged at a Coco's.
What is a Coco's?
Coco is a restaurant
Coco's
out here.
Restaurant.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, like a Caro's Coco's. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a Coco's. Matter of fact, it's right
like
at the end of the parking lot here. That's a little upscale from
Denny's. Upscale Denny's, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, whenever we go over there, I always have to pay. The only time I get a free meal from your father is when I go to the big boy.
He gives you free meals at the Napa Rose. He gave you a free meal
right,
at Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. The only reason we got the Napa Rose is because I was there. They would never have given it to him.
He gives you good free meals.
Yeah.
Right, I'm teasing, of course.
You give him free meals at the Denny's.
Yeah, Coco's.
One of his free meals equals about 30 of yours.
Oh,
hey, Mike, let's go out for Metafast pancakes.
Yeah, that's it. We'll bring those right over. You know what else I saw about, this is kind of cool, some of the things that have been given by people. We got some notes this morning from people, usual stuff, the usual chocolate and candies and stuff like that. But here's somebody who cut one of those hearts out from a piece of paper. And in the middle, I got it in here in front of me. In the middle, this is, my children did these, like, for Christmas, cut out the snow flakes. And
yeah.
I still have them. We put them on the fire. I just have all that stuff the kids do. Well, this is one. I remember Megan, I should have remembered this last night when we were having dinner. She cut out a heart and put a, you know, they cut the letters out. It's a cute, wonderful, actually. You know, parents love to get this stuff. But as someone who's romantically connected to somebody else, would you like to get this? This guy cuts out the on a black piece of paper. And he cuts out your crazy emotional needs. Give my life purpose.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want to have your foibles pointed out in a note like that? I think if you,
basically, but
if you
you're
know
needy,
the person,
thank you.
I mean, but you got to know the person. Good Lord, get if you're going to be connected to somebody, you sure as heck better know who they are. And if this if you love this person and she has crazy emotional needs, or he has crazy emotional needs, and you know it, and you can deal with it, that's all the better. You get that, you know, every person has their different thing. But I've met some crazy women in my life, and I've had some, Richie, you've known some of them.
Oh, yeah. Some a little crazier than others.
Yeah, they were some.
But all just a tinge of crazy.
Yeah, a little bit crazy. But maybe that because I'm a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you're a little bit nuts, too.
Everybody's a little crazy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right. So that's the...
Any fun if you're not at least a little bit crazy.
All of these are aimed at giving you the ideas to do something a little more creative today. If you have a moment or two, why don't you do something that just, you know, that it pulls from your imagination a little something that's special. If you really care about the person, you'll come up with the stuff on your own. If you feel obliged to get him or her anything, it is not for you. If you feel like you have to do something for that person, then you're in the wrong deal. You got to want to do something, not feel like you have to do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't. You know, what's one of the promises is when you take your vows to have and to hold. Isn't that part of the vow?
Mm-hmm.
Shows how much I remember from that stuff. To have and to hold. We all laugh about that. Tony and I and the kids had dinner last night, and we just laugh about all of that sort of stuff. The kids think we are so hilarious with the stuff that we that we do. She was sharing, she was fixing my plate, sharing food and stuff like that, just like we were an old married couple.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The thing that makes it fun is that she can only use one arm. No.
Oh, Doug.
No, everybody's having fun with it now. I mean, it's over and done with. So they have jokes. I mean, the jokes flying around the table, one-arm jokes last night, were hysterical.
The one-arm paper hanger jokes?
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, anything. All right, so here we are at 15 before the hour. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here keeping us all put together.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today. 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Valentine's Day celebrates love, but experts say it's important to make romance in your relationship a priority every day. The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship bootcamp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Best-selling author and renowned physician Dr. Hilda Hutcherson explains.
The KY Brand Intimacy Experiment is a free 10-day relationship camp meant to help, inspire, delight, and empower couples to reignite the special spark in their relationship. Every day for 10 days, the book offers a theme to focus on for your relationship and activities to help spice up your romance, both inside and outside the bedroom. We're kicking off the intimacy experiment with Trista and Ryan Sutter from ABC's Bachelorette. They're going to share their experience daily on Facebook and Twitter.
For more information about the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, go to Facebook and type in Couples Place or get there directly at facebook.com/KYCouples.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, here's a nice romantic story. An ER doctor who fixed up a man who'd been in an accident that turned out to have been a lawyer who was an ambulance chaser. And the two of them are now together. She's an ER doctor. She could almost fill him with, you know, clients. Okay,
yeah.
Here's who I just fixed.
She called him in.
Beautiful.
All right. And earlier today, we were talking about what it costs. I have been very critical of all these phony days off, President's Day and Martin Luther King Day. And you know who I'm talking about. Richie.
Yeah.
The average business that shuts down for these holidays loses $840 a day in productivity.
Yeah, but how much is made up in sales?
Employee.
And
but they're not all selling. You know,
cookouts, beer sales, burger sales,
the United
sales,
States of America
sales, used car sales
loses $300 billion a year in non-productivity because of all these holidays. That
humbug! I'm sure it's made up on the back end.
Nah, no, no more holidays. 51 after the.
It's a money-making experience, brother.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. Or call 1-877-327-0365.
With us.
It's the spending plan for the next fiscal year. There are lots of cuts, but is it enough? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. President Obama to send his annual budget blueprint to Congress today. The president is walking a fine line between calls for deep spending cuts and his Win the Future initiative, pushing the notion that the U.S. must move aggressively to keep up with nations like China and India in the global economy. The president says the nation must invest heavily in clean energy, infrastructure, high-speed rail, and high-speed wireless technology. At the same time, he's proposing a 5-year freeze in discretionary spending and cuts that would total over $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Congressional Republicans are proposing much deeper cuts. Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas says the country is addicted to spending and it must stop.
I look at it like it's alcoholism, and we're trying to wean people off. Have you ever heard of an alcoholic being successfully treated by saying, well, I'm going to drink one less beer today?
Paul insists the budget deficit is a symptom of a broader problem as the government intrudes too far into people's lives. Paul's libertarian views earned him bragging rights over the weekend as he won a straw poll among conservatives at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, where 30% chose him to run for president in 2012. Among other potential Republican presidential candidates, you have Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who was a guest on Fox News Sunday. He said he'll announce a decision on a run for the White House in April.
This is a decision to dedicate the remaining productive years of my life, the next 10 years, to the most consuming job in the world.
Governor Barbour, by the way, came in dead last in that Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll, favored by only 1% to run for president. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
It's a 2-week stretch of skiing and riding right around the president's holiday, where the resorts are loaded with events and good patch powder. All of their tubing, fun, and terrain parks are open, and pretty much every trail as well. A great chance to get out and explore everything the resorts have to offer. Whiteface in the Adirondacks of New York, riding at 84 runs with patch powder. They picked up just a touch of fresh snow from over the weekend. They have almost every trail open. Hunter in New York, cruising at 48 runs from six different lifts. While at Jack Frost in the Pennsylvania Poconos, they check over 20 runs. That's 6 miles of skiing at Jack Frost. On to the Midwest, where Ski Brule in the Michigan UB, riding at 17 trails. Devil's Head in Wisconsin now up to 24 runs. They've got day and night skiing. On to Utah, where Alta moving on to 114 trails. While at Taos in New Mexico, it's over 100 runs with good packed powder snow. In California, Mammoth Mountain, 150 trails. That's 3,500 acres. They stay in full operation. Squaw Valley at Lake Tahoe, 170 runs. That's over 60 miles of terrain. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Eddie Davis for Good Day.
On the day Hosni Mubarak stepped down as president of Egypt, stocks were up on Wall Street. The Dow with a 44-point gain last Friday to 12,273. S&P up 7. NASDAQ up 19 points. Crude oil fell $1.15 a barrel to $85.58. An important conference begins today in Orlando, Florida, the first ever national conference on bullying. The conference will look at the causes, prevention, and mitigation of bullying in schools. At the Staples Center in L.A. last night.
And the Grammy goes to...
Category is Record of the Year. Who won? Come on.
Need you now, Lady Antebellum.
Lady Antebellum, one of the biggest winners of the night, winning 5 out of the 6 categories they were nominated for, including the key categories of Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And Best New Artist did not go to Justin Bieber. Instead, went to jazz bassist Esperanza Spalding. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I want to create the illusion I had a hot first wife.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, the new comedy Just Go With It, number one with $31 million in its debut weekend. And finally, just in case you forgot, today is Valentine's Day. Among other things, a very busy day for private detectives hired by spouses who suspect their other half is cheating. Here's a private eye who wishes to remain anonymous, explaining why today is a great day to catch a cheater.
Valentine's Day is the one day of the year where if you're having an affair with a person, you have to meet them on Valentine's Day.
Good point. But on this Valentine's Day, we also have the flip side of infidelity, long married couples who are still nuts about each other. Over the weekend on Long Island, New York, dozens of couples married 50 years or more were honored with a luncheon. Anne and Frank Bandinello have been married 53 years. Anne says it's been a wonderful wedded life.
But there's one thing I must say, you have to learn to compromise. Compromise, but the wife is always right.
Of course. Any marital advice from you, Frank?
One thing the young husbands have to learn, the wives will usually do 99% of the talking. So the husband should have strong neck muscles.
That's because you need to be able to say this over and over. Yes, dear. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.